Today is Tuesday, September the... Is it the 23rd? The 24th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And I wanna start by saying there are those of you who are confused at the moment because... Because I put out an episode yesterday, and then I got rid of that file. I still have it, but I got rid of it from the web server. And so a lot of you are getting like a file not found error on that episode. And I had every intention of re-recording the episode and putting in the replacement file. And maybe I'll still do that. So if you guys are interested, you can, I'll keep you up to date if I get that recorded. So as of now, Monday's episode is not there. And if and when I put it back up, I will say on the show, hey, by the way, guys, Monday's episode is back up. If you're like a listener who's really devoted, you can go and download it at that time. And I'll let you all know. But I will talk about the drama. So I try to keep this show as upbeat as possible. Even though it's a personal journal podcast, I don't think people want to tune in and listen to like Adam complain and cry and weep and gnash teeth and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I really don't like to focus too much on the negative stuff. But I will say, and I've said, for those of you who've listened for a while, I think you're aware, I'm not always sure how to verbalize this, but I'm a people pleaser. But especially so when it comes to my parents. And it's been my whole life, like, I wanted to be perfect for them. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. They didn't, you know, they were not mean to me as a child. They were very nice. Like, everything, normal childhood. I mean, my father died when I was young, so when I was, like, 10 years old. But, you know, it was a normal childhood. And, so I don't know what instilled in me this, like, I've got to be perfect for my parents. But it did. Like, I mean, that's the way I've always been. And I've always been I want approval from them. I want to, and if they don't think something I'm doing is right, or if they think it's a sin, or they think whatever, I just really struggle. I really struggle. So for a long time, I just kept two completely worlds. I just kept two complete worlds, and I was the good little Christian who never did anything wrong in one world, and then, you know, and that's what my parents were, you know, were there, or that's how I was around them and family and church members and all that. I was this air quotes perfect little Adam, right? And pretending, basically. And, you know, around my gay friends and my gay whatever, I was wild, not wild as in drugs, but I was doing, you know, wild things, like when I was a webcam model and all of that stuff. And my parents found out about that. And it was horrible because I had to have this conversation with them about something that I was doing. Now I have a dad bod, so, you know, whatever. But But I had these two different worlds. Like, there was one side of me, and then there was this other side of me. And I never the twain shall meet. And so a couple of years ago, when I finally let my parents know, and I'm sure they probably already knew, but we just didn't speak of it. But when I actually came out and I said, hey, this is, you know, Mark is my boyfriend. We've been together already for 4 years or whatever it was at that time, and, you know, all that. And we had that conversation, and we've been making small little strides along the way. But there was still, you know, there are still things that I don't want them to see. I don't want them to join my Facebook and, you know, see whatever comments I might be making, or, you know, hear about whatever club I'm going to, or if I happen to cuss, or I don't know, anything. I mean, anything. I just, because they're very religious and I don't want to have to deal with anything like that. You know, a lot of the shows that I'm on that have multiple people, there are people at various levels of, you know, there are people, other co-hosts that are religious or go to church. There are ones that are atheists. There are, you know, I have all kinds of friends. And so I really just didn't want, I don't want to share every single thing with my parents. I just don't. Or my family. So I don't friend them on Facebook. I've had so many of my family members find me on Facebook. But I don't friend them. And I usually tell them I don't have one. But I finally told my mom, I said, I just don't friend family members on Facebook because most of my family is so conservative. And I know they're trying to accept the fact that I'm gay, but they don't need to see every little detail of my gay life. And I don't want to have that stress, you know. And so anyway, so my mom texted me last night and she said, hey, we're over at so-and-so's house. They were still in Washington State. And the son of my stepfather's best friend, who his name is also Adam, by the way, the son, his name is Adam, wanted to know what podcast I do. And I've never told my parents the name of my podcast. And so my mom said, hey, what podcast, what's the name of your podcast? Adam wants to listen to it. And I just didn't want to give it. I'm okay with Adam having it because he's not, well, at least I don't think he's as conservative as my parents and my family members and all that kind of stuff. But I didn't want to give the name to my parents because I just don't want to have to deal with, and I really don't think I do anything that's wrong. I have struggled my whole life with, like, is gay a sin, et cetera, but I really don't think I do anything that they should be ashamed of or anything like that. But there are certain parts of my life that they just don't want to hear in detail. And I'm fairly open and honest on this show. So anyway, I called her and I was like, Mom, I don't give that out to coworkers. I don't give it out to family members. I don't want to deal with conservative people who may hear something I say, you know, as an offhand funny comment or, you know, something that one of my friends says or whatever, who are not religious. And I just don't want to have to deal with the blowback of that. So I just don't give that out. So then about 10, she's like, okay, honey, I understand, blah, blah, blah. And so like 10 minutes later, I get a message from her saying, oh, don't, she's like, oh, let me look so I can tell you guys exactly what she said. And I said, I said, please, you know, just respect that I don't want, that's a part of my life that, you know, I just, that needs to stay separate because, you know, so much of my family is so conservative. So then she messages me like 5 minutes later and she says, geeky gay guy, you are found, smiley face. And I'm like, what? You know, and so I call her immediately and she's like, oh yeah, we Googled you and we found your YouTube channel. Oh my God. And I was so, because my YouTube channel, I don't even know, like years and years ago, I was a lot more wild with the things that I would say. And I was like, I don't know what they're going to see on my YouTube channel. So I freaked out and I immediately went, I don't even know what I said because it's been, I haven't watched those videos in forever. Most of the videos on my YouTube channel are years old. I mean, they're 5, 6, 7 years old, if not more. And so I went and privated every single one of my videos. And then, and I told, I'm like, Mom, did you guys watch anything? I'm like, again, I don't do anything bad. But there are just certain things that I don't want to have to, I just don't want to have to deal with that with you guys. You know, I don't understand. I asked you, and she's like, son, and this hurt me. It didn't hurt, but I mean, this really got me, and Mark didn't like it either. She said, honey, you know, what you do is between you and God. And as long as you don't do anything that would embarrass God, she's like, but I'm not going to worry about that. You just need to keep that between you. But that is such like a backhanded guilt trip sort of comment. And I love my mother. Mom, if you're listening, now that you know the name of my podcast, I love you. But that is so like almost a slap in the face. Like, well, I think what you're doing is wrong, but that's between you and God. You know, I want them to be, And this is what I've struggled with. I want them to be open and accepting fully. Like, and I know maybe that's selfish of me. I mean, maybe it's selfish of me to want them to want more than what I've already got, because there are gay people out there where they're young and they get thrown out of their house. You know, they never have any other contact with their family because they're excommunicated basically from their family. And, you know, my parents try to be accepting of Mark and I, but then we'll make comments like it's between you and God. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I know which is worse. Getting kicked out of your house is worse, but I don't know. So it really irritated me and it stressed me out. And I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to sleep. And so this all boils down to, I had talked about Montreal in yesterday's episode, and I talked about one part of Montreal that I just didn't feel my parents, I didn't feel comfortable, and I don't even want to say it because what if they're listening to this episode? And it's not anything horrible. Some of you that listen know what it is, but I'm just really open and honest on this show, and it's not anything bad, but it's just something that I don't think parents would be cool with, you know? And I don't want to have to explain that to them, or I don't want to have to deal with. It was just something I was uncomfortable with them possibly listening to. Now, I'm not sure if they're technological enough to understand that I do an audio podcast and how to download one and all that kind of stuff. But I freaked out and I deleted several episodes that I thought might have had things in them that I just didn't want my parents to hear. So I don't know if I'm going to go back and add back that actual episode, or if I'm going to re-record it, or if I'm just going to leave it alone. And I'm a 41-year-old man. I should be able to talk about whatever I want to talk about and not have to worry about what my mommy and daddy are going to think. But I'm still working through that. I mean, I'm still a work in progress. I love my parents. And I still have this thing that I want to please them. And I know in the back of their head, they're already ashamed that I'm gay. And no matter how hard they try to accept me, I think there's always going to be something in the back of their head that, you know, that they wish I wasn't, you know? And maybe that's not true. Maybe they've completely changed. But I don't think. I mean, I don't think someone that says, oh, the way you live your life is between you and God, I don't think they've gotten over anything, right? And so, I don't know. So that's the whole explanation. I'll do another recap of Montreal tomorrow, and leaving out the one little bit that I don't want to. I mean, if you really want it, email me and I can send you the file directly and you can hear what I'm talking about. Again, it's not horrible, but I don't know. I'm just not comfortable at the moment. So if you really want to know, email me and I will send a Dropbox link to anyone that wants to hear the episode. It was fine. I mean, it was fine. But I do want to say one other thing. So the guy, Adam, who's the son, I know he's going to be cool with anything, and I wouldn't mind him listening to my podcast, any of them. But my mom was asking for the information and I didn't want to give it. So I looked for Adam on Facebook today and I messaged him and I said, hey, I just wanted to let you know that, you know, my parents are really conservative and I just don't want them listening to my podcast. So I wasn't giving, you know, because I'm gay and they already have a hard enough time. Kind of, it took them a while to kind of get on board with that, even though I'm not sure they're fully on board. But anyway, so I said, here are the names. And I gave him my Survivor and Big Brother recap because I thought those might be more interesting than this one. But anyway, he said, hey, Adam, thanks for the info. No worries. Be proud of who you are, my friend. I'll have to check out your podcast sometimes. So that was so sweet. And he said multiple times, he's like, dude, you should just be proud of yourself. And he's like, you know, I don't think anything of it. I think you're great. I want to keep in touch with you, yada, yada, yada. And he was just super sweet about it. And I really, the whole be proud of yourself, my friend, you know, don't worry. I felt really supported by that. So anyway, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. Some episodes, the ones I haven't deleted. You can email me if you want to hear that deleted episode, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.